Okay, it's running.
Okay, I would like to call Congress back to order after a recess for committee meetings today. Roll call, please.
Congressman Keene. Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker. Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Speaker Pratt.
Present. Okay, thank you. We have a quorum. Congressman Potts is attending a funeral. Congressman Maker is attending to funeral service matters. Also, and Congressman Keene gave notification that he would be out after 4 p.m. today. To attend his swearing in tomorrow. We have received notice from all of them. Okay, so having recessed for committee meetings, I would now like to return to reports of select committees. Second Speaker Rebar.
Thank you, Speaker. The Appropriations Committee met today to discuss Bill Number ONCA 21-98, and I was the sponsor, and act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $45,479,554 and $5 million in restricted revenue reserved to the Wajaji Health Center, and to establish an alternate effective date. We met on this particular bill on September 8th, 20th, and 27th of 2021. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Yes votes from Rivard, Stabler, Shaw, Keene, and Tillman. Walker was absent. I have another report, ONCA 2196, was an act to provide an appropriation to Tribal Works for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $1.845854 million and to establish an alternate effective date. I was the sponsor. The date of the meeting was today. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Stabler, Shaw, Keene, and Tillman. One absent was Walker. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Second Speaker. next is reports of standing committees, and reminders, Congressman Walker, speaking of him, he notified us at the beginning of his committee meeting that he had an emergency come up earlier this afternoon. And so that is where he is. And Congresswoman Good Fox is the vice chair. So could you please provide those reports?
Yes. Government operations met regarding ONCA 2199. Hold on, I'm sorry. I need a couple of minutes. I'm not seeing my committee reports in, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I got to scroll down a little bit. Okay, government operations met regarding bill number ONCA 2199, an act to authorize and appropriate $40,000 to the executive branch for fencing around an Osage Nation cemetery and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. Presiding officer was myself. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, Rivard, Bickhorst, and Shaw, one absent, Walker. The Government Operations Committee met regarding bill number ONCA 2187, an act to repeal 15 ONC 17-101, 17-102, 17-103, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. Presiding officer was myself. Final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, Rivard, Bickhorst, Shaw, one absent, Walker. Government operations met regarding bill number ONCA 21-116, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $62,000 to the city of Hominy for building renovations to transform a church annex into a senior center and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself, presiding officer, myself. Final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, Rivard, Bickhorst, Shaw, one absent, Walker. And Clark, do I have one more ONCR 20? I didn't read this one, sorry. Government operations also met regarding ONCR 2119, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1, 2022. Sponsor is Congressman Walker. Presiding officer was myself. Final committee action due pass with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, Rivard, Bickhorst, Shaw, one absent, Walker. Clerk, is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox. For a moment, I would like to have the discussion with you on ONCA 21-116. Do you have any objection to that still being held till general order day 2 on tomorrow's agenda?
That's fine.
For further information? Okay. So then I would entertain a motion to place ONCR 21-116 on general order day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. 21-116 will be held on general order day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. Motion was made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Opposed say no. Okay, thank you. And now I would like for the, now that those have been reported, in addition to the bills reported this morning, I would entertain a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2192, 93, 102, 104, 105, 115, 87, 96, 98, 99, and ONCR 2117 and ONCR 2119 on general order day two on today's agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to place those bills and resolutions on general order day two on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We're going to work through these. Therefore, these bills that have been reported out. So ONC... A 2198, I believe, will, I'll discuss that when I get there because Trey is still working on that bill, but we're trying to get as many bills as possible to the point of engrossment so that the engrossment committee can meet on that and have those ready to perform. So I'm going to quickly... and start going down the list.
Speaker.
Moment. Yes, ma'am.
If I could, I'd like to make a correction to that. ONCA 21-115 is my bill, and we have a committee substitute in the works, and I should have it in the next day or so.
Okay. So then... you would want to hold that 21-115
yes.
on general order day two?
Yes, please.
Okay, so to the call of the chair. Is that what you would like?
Yes, okay. Thank you.
All right. So before we proceed, Congresswoman Stabler would like to move to hold ONCR 21-115 on general order day two to the call of the chair.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. Give me 1 second. I'd like to go in order. Okay, we are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. And ONCA 2187. An act to repeal 15 ONC section 17-101, 17-102, and 17-103 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONC 2192. An act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $1,257,723 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2193, an act to provide an appropriation for the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $2,069,999 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill?
Speaker.
Hearing none. Second speaker, was that you? Sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I don't know. Let me check with Jordan real quick. I think we were wanting to reduce the IDC from our professional fees in this budget. Is that correct, Jordan?
Madam Speaker.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay. So you would like to hold ONCA 2193.
What? Yes.
Would you like to hold ONCA 2193?
Yes, I barely hear you. Yes, let me get an amendment, please.
What was the language on?
Okay, thank you, Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to amend ONCA 21-93 throughout the bill, remove professional fees from the indirect cost calculation, and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to assume you'll get a copy to the clerk to send out.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are there any other amendments to propose to ONCA 2193? Okay, there was a motion to amend and a second. Thank you. Next. ONCA 2196, an act to provide an appropriation to Tribal Works for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $1,845,854 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Okay, hearing none. ONCA 2196 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2198, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $45,479,544. dollars and $5 million in restricted revenue reserved to the Wajaji Health Center and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there amendments to propose to this bill? Okay, hearing none. ONCA 2198 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2199, an act to authorize and appropriate $40,000 to the executive branch for fencing around an Osage Nation cemetery and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to ONCA 2199? Okay, hearing none, ONCA 2199 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 21102, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and the community and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to ONCA 21102? Hearing none, ONCA 21102 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 21104, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donation and arts matching grants and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to ONCA 21104? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 21105, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC Section 3107 to include payment of Medigap Plan F and Part D deductibles and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 21116 is being held on general order day two for tomorrow's agenda. ONCR 2117, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a detention services agreement with the Sac and Fox Nation for fiscal years 2022 and 2023, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCR 2119, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2022. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. Okay, second speaker, Reburn. Your amendment, would you like to move towards the discussion of the amendment today to vote on today? Does everyone feel comfortable doing
that? That's fine.
Okay, then I would entertain a motion to advance ONCA 2193, suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2193 on general order day three on today's agenda.
Moved.
Thank you. Horse. Okay. Does everyone need a moment to have that sent to them? we need to, so that we can look over that for discussion. Where are you guys at with sending that?
The clerk has it, Speaker. She'll be sending it in a minute. She's on her way to the copier.
Speaker, I just sent that to everyone.
Okay, I see it. Thank you. All right, everyone should have a copy for the amendment. Henry. Okay, amendment number one. Is ONCA 2193, throughout the bill, remove professional fees from the indirect cost calculation and adjust totals accordingly. That bill was presented by Second Speaker Rivard. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Speaker, I have discussion.
Okay, go right ahead.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. So this particular bill is the legislative branch bill, and not the OFPR, but the congressional bill, and the amount that we were requesting was $1,949,274. This amendment will reduce it by $30,811. And so our IDC would actually go from $363,356 to $332,545. And I feel like if we're going to reduce in this area, then we should, or in the other bills, we should do this one as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Second Speaker. Is any more discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, the amendment passes. And ONCA 2193 will advance to third reading after engrossment. Okay. We are, I believe, to appoint 21-115 and 16 are held for general order day two. And so I believe that takes care of the bills that were reported. And so engrossment committee is looking to engross this evening. So I believe that's it. Now let's have discussion on, so when we come in tomorrow, these bills will be ready for to be voted on. But then we also have a committee meeting. Is that correct with Congresswoman Shaw? Are you IFS?
Actually, I think it's at one speaker.
Okay. Someone remind me, please, what is immediately following session?
Speaker, that's culture.
Culture.
Okay. And what is on that agenda? Congressman Big Horse, can we have discussion?
There's two pieces of legislation on there.
Speaker, this is the clerk.
Go ahead.
ONCA 2191, which is an act to provide an appropriation to the village committee funds. That's one of the pieces. The other is ONCA 21114, which is an act to amend the Osage Nation Cultural Preservation Act in order to add definitions and vest all cultural preservation regulatory authority in the Historic Preservation Office. And I believe there is one appointee in culture.
Ms. Gleason.
That could be reviewed at that time as well.
Right. So those aren't necessarily anything. I'm looking at what our time frame would be. So you would likely use that time until 12. Okay. So would anyone be opposed to getting started at 9 a.m. on the voting process?
I'm good with that.
I'm open.
Okay. So we could begin at 9 in the morning. These bills will be ready and we can move through as much as we can. And then break before we could possibly add others to it. I just don't. I guess we could see how the day goes on because I'm trying to get through for 98. Let's see, 98 will be will 98 be ready for engrossment as well, Trey?
Yes, I have just finished it, so everything that is up for engrossment is going to be sent out here shortly.
Okay, awesome. All right, thank you. Okay, so we could get started on those and have them taken care of pretty much because I think the annual plan and stuff like that. So I don't think that there would be anything left that would be that it would be imperative to get out by the end of the day tomorrow. So, but because they have committee meetings already set, I would say let's go ahead and get started at 9 in the morning if everybody's good with that. Okay, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn until 9 a.m. tomorrow.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion's made and seconded to adjourn until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right. Thank you. We are adjourned until tomorrow at 9.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Have a good evening.
Who's going to help Rules and Ethics?
I will. Paula.
We'll help you.
I will too.
Thank you, Paula, Jody, and Angela. Okay. We said 6:15, but it's 6:11. Clark, have you even eaten today since you're the only Clark there?